Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister, Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother, Lazarus, who was ill. So the sister sent word to him, saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. He said this, and then told them, Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him. So the disciples said to him, Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved. But Jesus was talking about his death. Well, they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So when Jesus said to them clearly, Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him. So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go to die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, The teacher is here and is asking for you. As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him, for Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Sir, come and see. And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died? So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd, here I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Why did Jesus weep? I think we're all very familiar with this passage, famously the shortest scripture verse in all the Bible. "And Jesus wept." If Jesus wept, we're all very struck just how keen that was to him. What a moment that meant to him that Lazarus was dead. And the Jews around him see him and say, "See how he loved him." I think we have to ask that question a little more deeply. Why did Jesus weep? Is it because his humanity, that in his grief, he saw his friend dead? The Jews around him thought that's exactly why. Just like any human grief, he's sad for the loss of his friend. And I think that's true. And I think that's real. But I don't think that's the whole answer. Because clearly, in a few moments, Jesus knows exactly what he's going to do. He knows in a few moments, "I'm going to raise him from the dead." It doesn't make sense for him just to be at loss that he's grieving for his friend who's died, when he knows he's going to rise soon after. Yes, in his humanity, he's torn with grief. Yes, in his heart, he's just sad and at grief with the fact that death is in the world. But I don't think that's it. We read also that Jesus is struck with a lack of faith. Jesus, in his divinity, sees people around him, and he is hurt by people having such little faith in him, the Lord. He takes Martha, and he sees some faith in her, who believes that Jesus will raise the dead one day at the end times when he raises all. But Jesus has to invite her into a deeper faith and asks her directly, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." And asks, "Do you believe this?" Martha responds, "Yes, Lord." Jesus is drawing her to deeper and deeper faith, just into who he is, that he is life. In the midst of the grieving, in the midst of the death, God himself, life himself, comes into death. And we see with those around them, all the grief, Jesus looks around, he saws the weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, and Jesus becomes perturbed. And then they ask him, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again. He's perturbed, he's annoyed almost at the lack of faith, that they don't see God in their midst. That God is perturbed at the lack of faith. In the grief around him, but also in the grief in their own hearts, Jesus sees what shouldn't be. In our misery, the misery of death, misery of loss, but also the misery of our own hearts, that we're not able to believe in God, to trust him, to have faith like we were made to, Jesus weeps in the face of our misery. The face of death, the face of grief. He weeps in our misery, the face of our hearts, which are just faithless sometimes. But I don't think that's the whole story of why Jesus wept. In his humanity, he weeps, yes. That's not all. In his divinity, he weeps for lack of faith. But I don't think that's all either. If we would read a few more verses past the end of today's gospel, we would hear that today was the day that the Pharisees began to plot how to kill Jesus. The moment that they saw Lazarus rise from the dead and that so many came to believe in him, that was the very day that Jesus' death began. It says later that because this Jesus could not go about publicly easily in his final days before his death on the cross. Jesus, in his humanity, weeps in the face of death and grief. Jesus, in his divinity, weeps in the face of a lack of faith. But Jesus, in both his humanity and his divinity, he weeps for love. He knows that by doing this, by raising Lazarus from the dead, this is the start of his hour. This is the start of when he must go to the cross. By raising Lazarus from the dead, life himself chooses death. Jesus weeps as if he's to say in his heart, "Of course I will do this for Lazarus. Of course I will do this for all of humanity." He weeps his tears for love, with a conviction, not just for loss, not just for a lack, but it's actually tears from a fullness, tears from a heart that is abundantly overflowing with love, that embraces his cross right then. And he gets up and raises Lazarus from the dead, knowing how much it would cost him, and he embraces that wholeheartedly. What does that mean for us? In the Oratory of St. Mary Magdalene, written on the back is, "Behold, I will open the graves and have you rise from them, O my people," which we hear in our first reading. That on our very church campus, we have God himself, life himself, who meets death face to face and doesn't give it cheap words, doesn't just do something small, but he embraces it. He engages it and battles with it, as our Lord does today. Jesus is in our midst in the oratory 24/7. He is there, and we can see his heart, a heart who weeps for us, a heart who goes to death itself, embraces it, so that he might raise it to life. In these final days of Lent, Holy Week starting just next week, we must enter into Christ's heart, a heart who weeps at grief, at lack of faith, but most especially from a fullness of love for each of us. We must know his heart specifically, so that next week when we see the great actions, the great battle he does for us in embracing his cross, we will know what is going on in his heart. We will know why he weeps. We will also know just why he dies for Lazarus and for each of us.